Hi, I am Reverend Dr. Jane Foraker Thompson. I live in Silver City. My doctorate is in political science from Stanford, and my reverend comes from 6 years of theological training, and I was ordained a priest in the Episcopal Church in my late career. Anyway, I am affected by the coronavirus pandemic. At first, I thought not so much. On a daily basis, because I'm a widow and I've lived alone since 2002 when my husband died. I raised four children, have four stepchildren, 13 grandchildren, and six great-grandchildren. I'm still active even though I'm 82, and I'm legally blind because I have macular degeneration, but I serve on several boards in the community and active politically and religiously. I'm not only an Episcopalian, but a Quaker. At first, my routine didn't change very much, but then I had to cancel a trip to Seattle to go see a daughter, grandson, and great-grandson and daughter, and that was going to happen in April. Fortunately, I'd already gone to Texas to see another part of my family and at Thanksgiving, so I saw a new great-grandson that trip. But a lot of my friends are being very strict and not socializing, but a few of us get together on a casual basis just about weekly. These are friends that are neighbors as well as friends. And we would tell each other if we were sick or had symptoms or thought we'd been exposed, and then we just wouldn't see each other in person. We trust each other that way. So I've remained healthy, and so have my friends. But the meetings have stopped unless we meet on Zoom. Religious gatherings have stopped except on Zoom, and I don't find that very fulfilling to be on Zoom and meditating. But anyway, I'm in pretty good shape. I've been doing more gardening than usual and doing improvements around my house and yard. And I've been busy and don't feel isolated or alone. But it's sad because so many people have died and been sick, and more are going to because of our poor administration, lack of leadership on this pandemic and how to attack it and resist it. So here we are, number one in the world as far as deaths, and that's nothing to be proud of. So I'm sad about that, and I'm sad that so many people are suffering and have suffered and will suffer. And it's not over yet, and it's not going to be over for another year or two, as far as we know. So we just have to hunker down and bear with it and do the best we can. But I do wear a mask when I go out in public, and I think everyone should, to do their best to keep it from spreading. I think we should have social distance when we are out in public. I'm sad that we took so long for people to get the protective clothing and the ventilators that were needed to treat people. I hope that we're in better shape on that now. But we need to stay ahead of the curve, and I think we started letting up too soon. I am done. Thank you very much. Take care.